Hey everybody, I just got word from the fire marshal. They're gonna shut us down if you don't scoot back. Everybody take 3 steps back. Come on now. Listen, it's been a good time here at the gardens. And let's don't ruin it now. Everybody scoot back or the fire marshal's gonna shut us down right now, all right? You wanna go on with the show? And scoot back. All right, let's go. Are you ready to hear it? Let's go, all right.
And now it's time for Silly Songs with Larry. Part of the show where Larry comes out and sings a silly song. Having just finished his morning bath and having searched for his hairbrush, Larry cries out. Having heard his cry, Paul Grape enters the scene. Shocked and slightly embarrassed at the sight of Larry in a towel, Paul regains his composure and reports.
I think I saw your hairbrush back there.
Having heard his joyous proclamation, Junior Asparagus enters the scene. Shocked and slightly embarrassed at the sight of Larry in a towel, Junior regains his composure and comments.
Why do you need a hairbrush? You don't have any hair.
Larry is taken back. The thought had never occurred to him, no hair. What would this mean? What would become of him? What would become of his hairbrush? Larry wonders.
No hair for my hairbrush. No hair for my hairbrush. No hair, 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 no hair for my hairbrush.
Having heard his wanderings, Bob the Tomato enters the scene. Shocked and slightly embarrassed at the sight of Larry in a towel, Bob regains his composure and confesses.
Larry, that old hairbrush of yours, well, you never really use it, and it, you don't really need it so well. I'm sorry, I didn't know, so I gave it to the peach, yeah, 'cause he's got hair. He's got
sense of loss, Larry stumbles back and laments.
Not fair, oh my hairbrush. Not fair, my poor hairbrush. Not fair, 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 not fair. My little hairbrush.
Yeah, having heard his lament, the peach enters the scene. Himself being in a towel. Yeah, Larry and the peach are shocked and slightly embarrassed at the sight of each other. But recognizing Larry's generosity, the peach is thankful. Yeah.
Thanks for the hairbrush.
Yeah, good has been done here. The peach exits the scene. Larry smiles, but still feeling an emotional attachment for the hairbrush. He cries out.